Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Friday, February 2nd, 2024, 9:08 a.m. on this Groundhog's Day morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Well, I don't know if our groundhog saw a shadow today. So that, wait a minute. That means there's, if he's... can't see it. If it's cloudy, that means the weather's going to get nice.
Yeah.
But no, we will protest that. We need 6 weeks of winter.
Well, it seems like we got kind of a start. It was almost spring last night. Some rain, at least here in Monticello, and then that's turned into some icy bit of snow.
Yeah.
This morning
had six-tenths of rain and snow overnight in Monticello. A nice wet storm. Good start to February. We need the water. We're about 85% of normal right now for the this time of year, but we're only 50% of what an average winter is right now. So these next 6 weeks we'll predict. So I'm going to throw the groundhog out the window. Here's my prediction. I came in this morning, my roof was leaking in the office because of the rain. So if the roof leaks, that means you got 6 more weeks of winter.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm desperate.
Yeah. You might want to get that looked at, I guess. Good deal. Again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Yeah, we'll see what the winter holds. I'm not sure I understand that math. 85% of a normal winter, but 50%.
So on the average snowpack on February 2nd, we're 85% of that right now.
Uh-huh.
But the average peak snowpack by the end of the winter, we're about 51% of that. That's at Camp Jackson. But I checked all the areas, southwest Colorado, southeast Utah. That's pretty close to where we are right now.
Throughout
southeast Utah, mm-hmm. 51% of the eventual peak at Camp Jackson, 53% in Wilbur Bench, 57% on the LaSalle Mountains, and in the southwest Colorado, the entire San Miguel, Dolores, Animas, and San Juan River basins, about 40%. So this second half of winter is gonna, we need some precip.
Yeah,
it was a good start last night.
Yeah, well, good deal. Again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92 this Friday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. It's again 9:11 a.m. Taking a look at some news in the Red Rock listening area, latest out of the city of Blanding. Members of the Blanding City Council moved towards closure of the transfer station, talked about a possible rate increase at the Wellness Center, and discussed economic development at their latest meeting. At that latest meeting, members of the council heard from Recreation Director David Palmer about the City Wellness Center. Palmer shared an update to the bathroom and sprinkler system upgrades. Palmer said that a walkthrough inspection discovered that the handicap stalls were 50% over the approach. As a result, contractors are working to address the issue, which has set the completion date back. But they're working on that. Also at the meeting, Palmer recommended shared with the council they consider updating the Wellness Center rates. He said that's not taken lightly by them, the staff, or by the city council. He says, but for years now, costs have driven up and the city's continued to absorb those costs. He says it's a hard thing to do to want to raise rates to a facility. Palmer recommended the increase take place over the course of 2 years rather than a hike up front. Palmer also said they took a look locally and further away to compare rates, and though the city has been behind the mark for a while. Council members asked for additional information about revenue at the center, what the increase would cover, and the usage at the center. The increase will likely be focused on daily and weekly passes to have visitors carry more of the cost, as staff noted that annual passes are more likely to be purchased by local residents. Wellness Center rates were a discussion item at the meeting and will return to the council before a final decision is made. At the meeting, council also discussed the future of the Blanding City Transfer Station. The departure of the city employee who operated the transfer station has led to a several-month closure and a discussion about whether to offer the amenity. A city staff report estimates of 12 months of financials for the Blanding Transfer Station show $18,000 in expenses and $8,000 in revenue. As a result, the Blanding Transfer Station is estimated to be subsidized by $10,000 annually by taxpayers. In addition, the report noted that while the San Juan County landfill costs vary month-to-month based on weight, residents who go to the landfill will pay about 50% less than current landing rates, which the city needed to, with the city needing to double to break even. In addition, the Blanding City Transfer Station cannot accept all materials that is accepted at the county landfill. Although no vote was taken, council agreed to close the transfer station with plans to hold a free dump day at the county landfill sometime in the spring and possibly a second time later in the year. Now, you know, that was a really interesting conversation. You know, the city making that decision, but there was no vote. There was no final, you know, okay, the transfer station is closed forever, closed for good. I think there's opportunity there if they hear from the city that they'd like to have it back open, they may do that. But again, all signs point to, you know, it's more expensive to go to than the landfill and costs money and can't take as many items. So again, they're moving to close it and it very well could be closed permanently, but that decision hasn't been completely finalized, but that's the direction they're going.
They're heading south is the direction they're going, down to White Mesa.
Yeah, to the landfill.
To the landfill.
Yep. Well, very good. Well, again, as part of the meeting as well, members of the City Council also heard a report from Elaine Gisler of the San Juan County Economic Development Office. Lots of different items talked about there, including considering of a blight report to identify unopened commercial properties in San Juan County and encourage businesses to open in those buildings. They also talked about a couple of other different items as well. Gisler shared the county's sales tax leakage report to show the county missing on $94 million in sales taxes as county residents go outside of the area for certain purchases, including new and used cars, merchandise, stores, clothing, and food services. Council members noted the lack of food services in Blanding as a particular detriment to visitors and locals who may support additional eating establishments. At the meeting as well, Blanding City Manager Trent Herring shared reports that the administration is working towards the annual water sales agreement with Energy Fuels and that staff had reviewed and provided analysis for a contract with PacifiCorp. At the meeting, the council also gave a thumbs up to a letter sent to the Bureau of Land Management and U.S. Forest Service regarding the Bears Ears National Monument. Letter had the same request as letters from San Juan County and Utah Public Lands Policy Coordinating Office, or PLPCO, asking the federal agencies to hold another meeting with cooperating agencies ahead of the public release of the draft of the Bears Ears Management Plan. With that, leads right into our next story with the Bureau of Land Management announcing a February virtual meeting of the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument Advisory Committee. That meeting is going to be held at the end of February from 9 to noon, so folks can look at the agenda and find more about that online as well. So that was announced in late January, so that's going to be coming up there at the end of February. Again, that's for the Escalante Grand Staircase National Monument Advisory Committee coming up then. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be back with more news and happenings. You're listening to the Morning Show here on Red Rock 92.7.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
San Juan County Adult Education empowers students to gain the technical, business, or college skills necessary to enter the workforce. At San Juan County Adult Education, adult learners are given the opportunity to reach their personal, educational, and career goals. Students can earn a high school diploma, obtain a GED, increase their wage-earning potential, and decrease barriers to self-reliance. To learn more, visit any USU Learning Center in San Juan County or email Gina Grover at jgrover@sjsd.org.
It's the 24th annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. Consignments will be accepted March 14th through April 3rd from 8 to 6 daily and April 4th from 8 to 5. The deadline to list items on the advertising flyer is March 3rd. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Alan at 970-749-1958. Brought to you by Rawhide Auctions.
Celebrate backyard birds during National Bird Feeding Month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. We've got big sales on Ace 40-pound wild bird food and 20-pound black oil sunflower seed. Assorted varieties of Ace bird suet, just $139 apiece. Plus, save on Ace spray paint, yard and garden tools, Flex Seal products, Gorilla Tape, and much more. It's all part of our Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Then put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Friday, February 2nd, 2024, 9:20 a.m. Morning Show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle, and let's take a look at some news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look, kind of an interesting story. Of course, Energy Fuels operates the White Mesa Mill in San Juan County and has been involved in a couple of different new processes, including processing rare earth elements. Price of uranium continuing to drive higher with fair market conditions. In December, the company announced that, again, with a 16-year high at nearly $90 a pound, Energy Fuels announced that they are working with various stages of production development and standby on energy production. U.S. Energy Fuels accounted for roughly two-thirds of all U.S. uranium produced over the past 5 years. They're announcing production ramping up at three of their mines, Pinyon Plain, LaSalle, and Pandora, by mid to late 2024. The company expects to be producing uranium at a run rate of 1.1 to 1.4 million pounds per year. Ore mined from the three mines during 2024 will be stockpiled at the company's White Mesa Mill and for processing in 2025, subject to market conditions, contact requirements, and or the mill schedule. With that, again, with their plans to commence uranium production at three of its mills in Arizona and Utah, there's news out of Arizona with Navajo Nation President Boo Nigrin, as well as Coconina Supervisor Lena Fowler, announcing their opposition to new uranium mining and transportation across the Navajo Nation. At a meeting held last week, Supervisor Fowler and Kaibab National Forest Supervisor Nicole Branton traveled to Window Rock earlier this week to discuss the start of uranium mining south of the Grand Canyon with President Nigrin. Again, January 8th, Energy Fuels Resources, the owner and operator of the Pinyon Plain Mine, notified the U.S. Forest Service Kaibab National Forest that uranium ore had been removed and placed on the ore pad, and it's the first time that ore had been taken from the mine. Within the last year, the price of uranium again more than doubled. On January 16th, it broke its 16-year record to surpass $100 per pound. The rising price, of course, motivated Energy Fuels to begin its operation with approval from the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. The 1872 Mining Act and the early 1986 issuance of permits for mining allowed the mine to launch its operations despite a Navajo Nation law to prohibit uranium transportation across the nation. The Navajo Nation law made it illegal to haul uranium within the Navajo Nation. However, President Nygren said the law cannot be applied on state highways like U.S. 89 and 160. Nygren said, quote, the Navajo Nation cannot stop the transport of uranium due to federal and state right-of-ways, but the Navajo Nation Council, local governments, county, and myself are against uranium mining. He said, do not want uranium being transported across the Navajo Nation. We'll be looking at feasible options on our end. There are, of course, two routes to transfer uranium ore from the Pinyon Mine across the Navajo Nation through Tuba City and Kayenta to be processed at the White Mesa Mill. Uranium ore hauling has not started, but a request for proposal has been issued to find hauling companies. The Pinyon Plain Mine is located 6 miles southeast of Tucson, Arizona, near the Ranger District there at Kaibab National Forest. It's about 17 acres inside. Kaibab Forest Supervisor Nicole Branton said that they don't have a decision to make. Said the mine was built in the 1980s and the tribal consultation would have taken place before it was built. Said this has caught a lot of people by surprise, and we are doing the best we can to get information out to the public.
It's interesting, these uranium prices, they've been they've been very low for many years because of extra coming out of the old Soviet Union. For domestic purposes, the government and businesses are interested in developing and retaining a local supply of uranium ore. And this is happening. Last year, President Biden declared a new national monument surrounding the Grand Canyon, including some areas where Energy Fuel has some mining properties. But it was very clearly stated that this designation would not apply, would not restrict uranium mining there in that area. So this is happening. This is happening already. Uranium ore trucks are traveling through San Juan County today on their way to the White Mesa Mill from the La Salle mines. Very carefully done, and I've followed several for the last little while, and so uranium ore is moving, and it's moving to the mill, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But as it pointed out in that article, the no restrictions on rights of way of state and federal highways, and so it's going to be moving. This is the direction that we're going. That's for sure.
Yeah, and again, like you say, the market rate at a 16-year high, over $100 per pound. I mean, that's going to drive this forward. But yeah, again, basically that release, from President Nygren stating, hey, we maybe don't like it. Of course, there's a long history of uranium extraction and movement across the Navajo Nation and not done, following current safety regulations and lots of poor health consequences for that from the Navajo Nation. But again, those safety standards, should be updated. And then again, they're, regardless of the National Monument designation or, the Navajo Nation law that you can't transport uranium on Navajo Nation doesn't apply to those federal and state right-of-ways. So,
sure.
Again, there's a concern, sounds like, from Navajo Nation, but again, there's processes being followed by these uranium extraction companies, and so anyways, it'll be interesting to follow. But yeah, like I say, it's already happening.
Yeah, and as Energy Fuels is very careful to point out, there are, unless we develop our local domestic sources of uranium, the United States will be subject to having to import this fuel. Anyway, very interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, and I think that was part of their efforts to have a domestic supply on hand. That the federal government was investigating, but I think that, these are market prices that are driving it now. It's not just the federal government says, hey, it'd be good for us to have our own supply on hand, which they have said, but it's, the market's driving it as well.
So. Yeah, the uranium boom in the 1950s in the Red Rock country was triggered because the U.S. government, the Atomic Energy Commission or whatever the equivalent was at the time, significantly, dramatically increased the price that they were paying for ore, and that triggered the uranium boom. But this isn't a artificially propped up by the government price. This is the market price. Mm-hmm. And so it's triggering some activity at the White Mesa Mill and activity in the mines. And it appears to be that is going to be what's going to happen here for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
And ore trucks are already running.
Hmm. Very good. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Morning Show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Once again, it is the Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the Morning Show, we've got funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yes, there'll be excuse me, services for Alessa Danette Curtis, age 68, of LaSalle. That's tomorrow at 1 p.m. at Grand Valley Cemetery in Moab. Funeral services for Stephen Nielsen Keel, age 82, of Blanding, begin at 11 a.m. tomorrow at the Blanding North Chapel of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visitation from 9 to 10:30 tomorrow morning. A celebration of life for David Ovison will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow at the Ertel Memorial Chapel in Cortez. Funeral services for Ramona Laura Silas Gomez, age 49, of Cortez, will be held at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, February 7th, at the Ertel Memorial Chapel. And a memorial mass for Cecilia Marie Kuykendall will be held at 10 a.m. on Saturday, February 10th, at St. Margaret Mary Catholic Church in Cortez. She passed away on Tuesday at the age of 59. For more information on these and other services, check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
It's the after Christmas sale going on right now at Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Come check out the great deals on all kinds of items as we sell the old to make room for the new. Save big on home linens with our January white sale. Our new shipment of Tannerite will help you bring in the new year with a bang. Plus, Walker Drug offers home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Start off 2024 right at the Walker Drug after Christmas sale. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Right next to Walker's True Value.
Get ready for an unforgettable experience at Ute Mountain Casino and Hotel, the ultimate destination for non-stop entertainment in the Four Corners. From thrilling gaming action to mouth-watering dining, comfortable lodging, sports betting, and pulse-pounding bingo, Ute Mountain Casino is your go-to spot for live entertainment and now live poker at Ute Mountain Casino and Hotel.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
Do you enjoy working with children? Care About Childcare is looking for people who are interested in starting their own childcare business in San Juan County. Startup costs and a $2,500 grant are available for family childcare providers. A $10,000 grant is available for childcare centers. Funding is limited. Call 435-613-5619 to learn more. Funded by DWS through the ARPA Discretionary Fund.
Hello, this is Dave's phone. Leave me a message at the beep.
Hey, Dad. I just drove past the park you took me to on my 10th birthday. Remember how we fell into the stream? I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Call me back. Love you.
Reminding someone of their worth is suicide prevention. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Friday, February 2nd, 2024, 9:34 a.m. on this Friday morning, Bill.
Yeah, the number one song on this day in 1985 was not I've Got You, Babe by Sonny and Cher, believe it or not. But it was I Want to Know What Love Is by Foreigner. It's the lead singer from their fifth album. Both Mariah Carey and American country singer Winona Judge covered the song. It was hit number one in both the UK and the United States and is Foreigner's biggest hit. On this day in history, on February 2nd, 1848, the United States and Mexico signed the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. It's terrible timing for Mexico. A year later, gold was discovered in California. It was the state soon afterward. This treaty came right on the heels of the Mexican-American War and really changed the western area here. On this day in 1943, the Battle of Stalingrad ended in World War II with the surrender of German troops to the Soviets. On this day in 1990, South African President de Klerk lifted a 30-year ban on the African National Congress. It resulted in the release from prison of Nelson Mandela and marked the beginning of the end of apartheid. So kind of a historic day today. It's a big day today. Today's Groundhog Day. Officially, it's halfway between winter and spring, between the winter solstice and the spring equinox. Six more weeks of winter if it's clear. Early spring if it's cloudy. It was cloudy here today, but again, we've replaced Punxsutawney Phil in the Red Rock studio with my roof leaking overnight because of the rain. So that predicts six more weeks of winter. 1886 was when someone in the Punxsutawney Chamber of Commerce Hall of Fame came up with the idea of let's see what the groundhog has to say. Still going strong, even though I see that PETA is concerned about poor Phil. And as I take a look, it's probably like most of the rest of us, he probably needs to go on a diet of some sort of type. But the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals is concerned about this tradition. Of course, Bill Murray's movie of the same name is a classic. My favorite quote from that movie, I'll give you a winter prediction. It's going to get cold, it's going to get gray, and it's going to last you for the rest of your life. It's
man,
awesome.
Yeah.
That's good. Did I present that with the
proper?
Bill Murray did it better.
We'll have to see if we can get him in the studio.
Hey, it's a good idea. It's Groundhog Day everywhere else, but it's Armadillo Day in Texas. So I don't know what the prediction is if you see an armadillo on the side of the road, what that means. But it's also National Tater Tot Day. So we're talking about Groundhog Day movie, Napoleon Dynamite. I think that Napoleon Dynamite did for Tater Tots what Phil Murray did for groundhogs. It's also World Working Naked Day everywhere but the San Juan Record and the Red Rock Studio this morning. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Birthdays today. Writer Ayn Rand was born on this day in 1905. Farrah Fawcett was born on February 2nd, 1947. She died in 2009. My awesome poster of Farrah did not survive my mother back in the day.
Mm.
Uptown girl Christy Brinkley is 70 years old today. She spent quite a bit of time in the Red Rock Country in the Telluride area. I just saw yesterday that her ex-husband Billy Joel released a new song yesterday. I listened to it. It's awesome. I think he's going to sing it at the Grammys on Sunday night, is what I hear.
Cool.
First single in nearly 30 years for Billy Joel. I wanted to play it, but Sonny and Cher have hijacked the show today, so we couldn't hear Billy Joel. Maybe Monday. Happy birthday to Graham Nash of Crosby, Stills & Nash. And singer Eva Cassidy was born on this day in 1963. She died in 1996 and became really famous for a wonderful album after she died. I don't think she had any idea how well-received that album was going to be. Local birthdays today for Jackie Steele, Neil Christensen, Caleb Frost. Scott Lyman is 93 years old today. We missed Fritz Pipkin's birthday yesterday. Weekend birthdays coming up for Helen Fuller, Cole Young, Tate Bennett, and Robert Redd. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Well, very good. Thanks for that, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks out there. Hope they have a nice birthday weekend. Should be a good one. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show on Red Rock 92.7.
For the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92, the job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Homestead Steakhouse in Blanding is looking to fill several positions, including a regular cook and a prep cook for the evenings. They're also looking for a chef with knowledge of Chinese cuisine. Experience is helpful, but they're willing to train. Pick up an application at the Homestead Steakhouse cash register at 121 East Center in Blanding. Call Katie at 435-220-9134 for an appointment. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has an opening for a diesel mechanic at their facility in Moab. It's full-time work and pays from $22 to $27 an hour depending on experience, and it includes a great benefits package. You'll work on a variety of diesel and gasoline vehicles and equipment. Download an application online at swssd1.org or call 435-259-6314 for more information. The mailing address is 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for certified nursing assistants at $20 an hour, along with RNs and LPNs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way behind the hospital. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions, including registered nurses in many departments. They're also seeking a dialysis manager, a radiology ultrasound tech, radiology department, and a marketing assistant. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at mhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services, radiology and ultrasound technologists, and a medical biller. Also, the Spanish Valley Clinic seeks an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. San Juan County has a number of openings, including a victims advocate, light equipment operators in the North and South districts, and a sheriff's deputy in the North District. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. Ancucci's restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tourant role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment at utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Utah Navajo Health System is a series of community health centers providing medical, dental, and behavioral health care to Utah Navajo. With operations in Blanding, Montezuma Creek, Monument Valley, Navajo Mountain, and Monticello, UNHS offers a remarkable variety of services to our patients throughout San Juan County and the northern portion of Navajo Nation.
It's the new year, and it's time to look to those projects you may be planning. Walker's True Value Hardware and Lumber Yard has the pieces and parts that you need for any project, big or small. Plumbing supplies for those pesky repairs, and every hardware item to put things together. Hand tools, paint, sealants, space heaters, and fans. Walker True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique, trusted care from people you know.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs. Call them today.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports. I'm Rhett Sifford. It was all local showdowns last night on the basketball courts. The Monticello boys beat Dolores 57-49. The Mancos boys topped Nucla 75-55. And the Mancos girls beat Nucla 41-31. On the wrestling mats in Dove Creek, Mancos won the San Juan Basin League Championship, scoring 99.5 points. Nucla was second with 71 points. Norwood was fourth, Dove Creek fifth, and Dolores sixth. Join us for some high school hoops tonight as the San Juan boys visit the Duchesne Eagles for a Utah 2A Region 15 battle. Tip set for 7 and we'll be on the air starting at 6:30 on Red Rock 92 with video on streamutah.live. Other matchups on the hardwood tonight. The Grand County boys are at North Summit. Whitehorse is at Escalante. Dove Creek is at Ouray. The Monument Valley boys and girls are at Pinnacle. Both Montezuma Cortez teams are hosting Alamosa. The Grand County girls are hosting North Summit. And the San Juan girls are hosting Duchesne. And the Grand County swim team is headed to Provo today for the Utah 2A Region 15 Championship. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Put your little hand in mine.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Friday, February 2nd, 2024, 9:50 a.m. on this Friday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now. The Utah Jazz falling to the Philadelphia 76ers 127-124 last night. And let's look ahead to the weekend. What's ahead for the Jazz? Looks like on Sunday they're hosting the Milwaukee Bucks. That tips off at 6 p.m. Elsewhere, the Phoenix Suns, they're playing tonight in Atlanta. 5:30 p.m. is the tip-off. And then they'll be playing Sunday in Washington, taking on the Wizards at 1:30. Finally, the Denver Nuggets, they are hosting the Portland Trailblazers tonight at 7. And then they're hosting Portland again Sunday at 6:30. That'll do it for the regional sports report. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. That'll do it for this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.